Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The incident how Sheikh Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah changed his life. Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah was one of the famous saints of his time. It is said that in his early life he was not a pious man, and when someone asked him how he made tawbah for his sins and gave up his evil ways, he related the following story about himself. He says, "I was a policeman in my youth. I was fond of wine and would drink like a fish. I drank day and night and led a carefree life. I bought a beautiful slave girl whom I loved most dearly. I had a daughter from her, a lovely child whom I was very fond of, and she was also very fond of me. When this baby daughter began to walk and talk, I loved her even more, and she stayed with me all the time. The innocent child had a strange habit. Whenever she saw a glass of wine in my hands, she would snatch it away and spill it on my clothes. Being fond of her, I never scolded her. According to Taqdeer, my innocent child passed away when she was just 2 years old. I was shocked and full of grief and sadness. One night, the 15th night of Shaban, I was completely intoxicated and went to sleep without reading my Isha Salah. I had a most horrible dream in which I saw that it was the day of Qiyamah, with men coming out of their graves. I was one of those who were being taken to the place of questioning, to the Maidan-e-Hashar. I heard the noise of something following me, and looking back, I saw a huge snake chasing me close behind. It was a most horrible sight. The snake had blue cat-like eyes, its mouth was wide open, and it was rushing towards me most furiously. I ran faster in terror, desperate for my life, with the horrible snakes still chasing after me and coming closer. Then I saw an old man dressed in white, beautiful clothes, full of perfumes. I greeted him, saying, "Assalamu alaikum," and he returned my salam. I said, "For the sake of Allah, help me in my difficulty." He said, "I am too weak to help you against such a powerful snake. It is too strong. Carry on running, perhaps you may find some help to save you." Running wildly, I saw a hill in front of me, which I climbed, but on reaching the top, I saw after it the raging fire of Jahannam with its most horrible punishments. I was so terrified by the snake that I carried on running till I was afraid that it would fall into Jahannam. Meanwhile, I heard a voice calling out aloud, "Get back, for you are not one of them, not one of the Jahannamis." I turned around and began to run in the opposite direction. The snake also turned around and came after me. Again, I saw the old man and said to him, "Old man, can't you save me from the snake? I asked you before, but you did not help me." The man began to cry and said, "I am too weak to help you against such a mighty snake, but I can tell you that there is a hill nearby where they keep the trusts of the Muslims. If you go up that hill, you might find something of yours kept in trust, which might save you from the snake." Inshallah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah.